ladies and gentlemen, a special time this morning brought to you by Turley Redmond, Rosasco & Rosasco. Obtaining the compensation our country's veterans deserve, you can visit the site nydvetlaw.com. You can reach out to the Long Island attorneys based in Queens as well. 1-800-671-4927 with six convenient locations in New York City, Nassau, Suffolk County, right down the road from us, Apple Bank Building right there, where JBC Broadcasting is housed. And, of course, the great captain, Robert Cornicelli, 21 years of service, 8 in the Navy, 13 in the Army. Nobody gets it done better than the captain, the founder of the Veterans Recovery Coalition. By the way, host of In the Ring with Captain C, the aforementioned Captain Cornicelli. We say a very good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Man, it's good to have you back in the fold. First of all, how are you feeling? You know, we can tell the folks you had a little shoulder surgery, right?
Yeah.
Give the folks an idea. What's going on with you?
Yeah, I had stomach surgery a couple of months ago. My shoulder surgery about a week ago. Getting them all taken care of, Jay. I have to get them taken care of because we're passing a law, or we're trying through Mario Matera, that if you have a service-connected injury and the military retires you, you now have to go out and get that surgery on your own at your own cost. I mean, your insurance will pick it up, but the days you have to take off to recover, that all comes out of your vacation and sick time or your comp time. So what we want to do is create what's called veteran recovery days. You have a service-connected injury, you're out of the service, you have to go get a surgery like I did. Your municipality or your union, they will pay you veteran recovery days, so you don't lose time. But I'm trying to get all mine done before we pass it, so it's not really self-serving.
You want to get it done because, you know, you got some big goings-on in your life these days, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to talk about that today. We're allowed, right? We can talk about that.
I believe so.
Very interesting stuff regarding the captain. But listen, I don't want to keep our first guest waiting. So if you could have the honors of introducing Byron, please.
So we have Byron calling in. Byron, welcome to In the Ring. Actually, I'm sorry, Jay. Welcome to the Jay Oliver Show. Jay, I'm sorry about that.
Please, come on.
L-I-N-E-A-M with Jay Oliver.
I appreciate that. Byron, welcome aboard here. And by the way, In the Ring is a pretty good show in itself. Byron, welcome aboard, my friend. Thanks for checking in with us here. Byron, are you there? Welcome aboard.
I am here.
Beautiful.
Good morning.
Cap, take it away.
So, Jay, what we do in Veteran Recovery Coalition, if a disabled veteran or a veteran returning to any veteran returning to the workforce doesn't have a car, well, if their car is not working, we'll get it repaired. But if the car is beyond repair, we go out and try to get someone to donate their vehicle to Veteran Recovery Coalition, and we'll give it to the veteran. And Byron seems to be the recipient, hopefully, if we cross our fingers, of a vehicle coming his way. Right, Byron?
That's correct, and I'm definitely overwhelmed at the generosity and the helpfulness. I appreciate it.
That's what it's all about. I mean, Captain, you speak about this so often with disabled cars. And listen, we all got to get around, right? We got to get to and from. You don't have a car, you're finished. I can't even accentuate enough the great work that you do with our veterans to get them wheels. We know how expensive it is, and you guys just continue to provide incredible. Hats off to you, man. You do it all the time. You talk about this all the time. You do.
Well, Byron, correct me if I'm wrong. When a vehicle goes down, every day that that's in the shop, you're losing a day's pay. So not only are you going backwards, you now have less money to pay for the repair, which continues to dig the hole deeper for veterans trying to get back into the workforce. And there's really no one out there, no government agency helping. Am I right?
That's correct. And it's funny, you've heard, everybody's heard of the term living paycheck to paycheck. And that's pretty much what I was doing. And I actually did get to a point where I was starting to move ahead and, make different goals for my career. And then the car's transmission went, and it's, you know, we're basically talking like a $4,500 repair of the car's essentially gone. So not only wasn't I getting that paycheck to paycheck, when the car got disabled. But, you know, as time went on, I had to figure out, you know, I'm at the point now where, you know, is there anything within walking distance? And I'm not really, you know, in the kind of shape to be walking there. I'm an Army veteran, and I had an accident due to an airborne exercise. And it's, you know, walking that far would be just hell on my knees. So, you know, just on Long Island, you know how it is, just transporting from point A to point B, you need a car. And in order to work, you need a car. And, you know, I was overwhelmed when I heard that the Captain C and his group even could possibly have one for him.
That's why it was formed. Great job, Byron, on telling you. I tell you, Cap, this veterans, you know, we talk about this all the time. You know, transmissions go. What do? He reaches out elsewhere. Crickets. He reaches out to Veteran Recovery Coalition. Action. And that's what it's all about. And that's what you have done, I mean, countless times. I mean, great job on all fronts here. Terrible job.
Even more
terrible
so.
Job on those who are supposed to come to the aid of individuals like Byron. Why is it we can't figure that aspect out, Captain Cornicelli? Why is it on deaf ears? Why? All the time.
Sometimes when people don't experience the pain and suffering, they don't understand it. They don't understand what veterans go through when they're trained to not complain, they're trained to fight on, they're trained to fight through injuries and obstacles. They come out and they're trained to fight through these things, but in the military, you always have a leader. You always have a senior advisor, someone showing you how to get through them. Out here, there's nothing. It's your car breaks down. Who could help you? And someone just posted on Facebook, the guy calling in sounds really low. And it's people like, it's Elisa Stern. She has actually a show on 103.9. It's someone like that who recognizes just in the tone, in the voice, of someone that, hey, if we don't help these people soon, they might become part of the 22 a day. So we rush to help out. And I know, Byron, we've been working on this quite a bit. You know, someone promised a vehicle, didn't come through. Now we have two people promising a vehicle. So if we don't get this done this time, then I'm going to pay the $4,000 bill out of my pocket.
That's something that like you said, the veterans are trained not to ask for help, I guess, too much. That would be a little overwhelming, but that did make me think of something, though, when you said that is a mindset, and it's a mindset that I had. You know, I didn't even apply for disability until a good 8 years after I got out of the Army, because, you know, I just felt like I was being greedy or something, and I was, you know, convinced otherwise. But you know, there could be veterans out there that, you know, it's not their car necessarily, but they're depressed or upset about something. You know, it's, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, holidays coming up and things like that. It's hard to ask for help, but sometimes you just got to, you know, suck it up and drive on, as we used to say. And, you know, call the right people, if not the Veterans Recovery Coalition or something else. Or you'd mention the number of veterans that commit suicide. I actually have one of my soldiers that went through that and, you know, call the veteran suicide hotline. You know, there's so much help out there available, but it's all private organizations. It's not the government. You know, I think that's what Captain.
They're too busy flying illegals then.
No.
Well, you, listen. It needs to be more on the government side. You know, and I appreciate what the private organizations out there, how they're helping veterans, but, you know, government can do a little bit more in some areas.
100% right. Well said, too, Byron. I mean, Captain, time after time after time, and this is why we elect officials to fight for all of us, including our veterans, you know, and nothing. It constantly we talk about this, how people come up lame when it comes to the folks who have fought for our very right to do what we do on a daily basis. I can't figure that out. Can we name names here? I mean, who's not coming through? I want to know who's not coming through so we can put some pressure on. Is it the same old folks? Cap? Same old?
You know, Jay, the Buddha once said, your purpose in life is to find your purpose and give your heart and soul to it. I don't think these people go into elective office as it's a purpose. It's something they must do. They go into it sometimes as a transition. They have bills to pay. Their kids are in college, as we know one legislator likes to say. But you look at a guy like, and I've gotten to know Supervisor Wareheim. You call that guy's office and ask for help or resources, he gets the message out. You call Angie Carpenter, she gets the message out. I called Mario Matera yesterday to help Joanne Watson. She was on the show. Developmentally disabled son. Right away, he calls people in the state and gets her the document she needs to get her son back into a facility. But I don't think a lot of these people in elective office understand that that position's a purpose. And you got to commit your heart and soul to it. I think that they just think it's the next phase in life. Like, I'm going to go from the PGA Tour to the Senior Tour. It's like my next step. No, it's not.
That's a good correlation, too, right there. You're right. A lot of folks are in it for the wrong reasons. Now, listen, a lot of individuals do what they're supposed to do, okay, which is represent the people, okay? That's why we throw them in office. That's why they run, we think, to help, to have a purpose. But many just don't come through with what they, you know, all talk, no action, guys, okay? You know, typical example of that I'm going to say right now is Chuck Schumer. You know, he's all talk, no action. Never a camera he'd ever liked, nor a microphone. Say all
with,
talk.
Say what you Gillibrand.
All talk, Chucky. All talk, Chuck. Okay, plenty of guys like Schumer out there. Plenty of guys. He stands out the most to me, you know? I'm tired of guys like that. And, you know, we got to do a better job getting these individuals the hell out of office. We need action more than ever now. That's part of the problem. We need action here.
We actually have a local guy running against him, Pat Hahn.
Vote him in.
Heck yeah.
Jeez, so tired of these guys. Makes me sick. Byron, listen.
Yes, sir.
You've got friends here. Anything you need, okay? Hit the captain up. Captain hits me up. We'll make announcements. Okay, don't be shy. Okay, you've got a lot of friends, and we're here to help you. Always remember that, my friend, okay?
I do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
We'll be in touch.
And I mean that. And I really mean that. Cap, that's the thing, you know, the power of the broadcast. You know, let's get word out there. Folks like Byron, I don't want to see them without wheels. They need wheels, okay? Holidays are coming, money and everything else. So let's keep on top of that. You always do. Now, our next guest is on the line, Captain Cornicelli. Can you have the introductories in place? You have the honor, sir.
So, Jay, this is a very special guy. He's a commissioner in the St. James Fire District, Tom Donahue. This guy goes out of his way day in and day out to help members of our community. Welcome, Commish.
Good morning, Cap. How are you doing?
Outstanding.
I'm just calling once again to look for your help. We're going to do another toy drive this year. That toy drive, we have it scheduled for December 4th. As we did last year, we provided gifts, actually wish lists. We had the wish lists from kids from the schools and one of the local food pantries. We took care of about 80 kids through the schools, and then another 40 to 50 kids with a couple of churches in town. So we're going to be doing that toy drive again. So we're going to look for your help. Also, I know toys were provided through you to some veterans in the homeless shelters that were able to provide gifts to their grandchildren. So we're looking to do the same again this year. And looking for your support again, Cap.
And
you know, Commissioner will always be there.
That's great stuff. You always come through with these drives, right? You do these all the time. Listen, Commish, I am sure the Cap will be there as far as coming through.
So that's in St. James, December 4th. And last year, Captain really hit it out of the park for us. He showed up with a landscape trailer full of toys. So that was greatly appreciated, and we touched and helped a lot of families through the holidays. So, Captain, thanks again, and I'm just proud to be on your team, part of your team.
Yeah, you're a good man, Commish.
Go Captain America. Cap for Congress.
It's Commissioner Tom Donahue, St. James Fire Department. Thanks, Commish. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too, Commissioner.
Yep. Jay. Yeah, toy drives. Toy drives very important. Go ahead, Captain.
You see guys like that, he's thanking me. Meanwhile, he organized the entire thing, reached out to all the families to get it done. But you see the humility? That's the type of people who can change the world, where it's not about me, it's about everyone else.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. No question. Now, listen, we got a couple of things on the docket here. We got, before you know it, I mean, can you believe? Thanks. We're talking Thanksgiving already. But, you know, you think of this stuff, you know, for the homeless vets. You got Thanksgiving dinners and everything else. You got all these drives, toy drives, food drives, clothing drives. You know, Christmas, Hanukkah toy drives. Talk about that for a sec. All of them.
So I get a call the other day. Guess who's already volunteering for Thanksgiving?
Let me guess. My pal over there, Mr. O'Grady?
Yep. So he calls me up. Now he's always in a
Tuscany.
Rush. Yeah, Tuscany Gourmet Market. I want Thanksgiving. I want it. I got it, right? I'm like, of course you have it. He's like, let's get planning. So, again, that's going to be on, I believe it's the 25th November. It's Thanksgiving. So on the 24th, we'll be delivering the meals to, I think there's 278 homeless veterans in 29 shelters. So already he's volunteering. And if you want to help volunteer, just contact us at vfamrg@gmail.com.
All right, good stuff. Tom always comes. Nobody better than Tuscany Gourmet. Yeah. And Tom, I always say it's best food around, no question. He always comes through. And then you have the clothing drives, right? You got plenty of those coming into play, food drives, right?
Yeah, we started the clothing drive. We're hoping the VA accepts the clothes. You know how they are, very unreliable. Yeah. You know, they can't just put a bunch of wash machines there and wash them. They have to make it difficult. But we're going to do it nonetheless. We're going to incorporate a food drive into this as well and help Beacon House and Phoenix House and all these organizations take care of veterans a little better. Not that they're not doing it, but when you're relying on the government to pay you, it's always in the rears. So we will be doing we'll be setting up several tables at several grocery stores and asking people for canned goods and things like that.
All right, make sure you get me that information so we can announce it. You know, all the time we'll announce that. And then before you know it, we got the Christmas season upon us, right? Hanukkah season. Hanukkah's early this year. I think it's December 5th. I think it is.
Is it?
I think it is. I believe it is. I think I'm doing the telephone. But I think it's December the 5th. And then, you know, that season will be upon us. You got a lot of stuff planned there too, right?
Yeah, that's. I knew it was early. I didn't know it was that early. But that's why we want to jump on the toy drive early, because you can't do it starting November when you have to get those Hanukkah toys out. So we're going to reach out. I think last year we hit 27 veterans who are less fortunate, their families. We bought every toy off their list. We had a whole showroom of toys at the All Island Restoration warehouse. People would come in, pick out the toys they wanted. We'd have some of them wrapped. And then every veteran in a shelter who has a child outside, we took care of their wish list also. And that was JJ and Jamie Lynn DeMucci from All Island Restoration. They bought most of the presents themselves. We didn't even do a toy drive for that, yeah. And you remember, we had them in here for Vets Talk. Remember we had Santa Claus in? So,
Mucci's come through all the time. All the time.
This will be their third or fourth year. And he called me yesterday. I need the toy list. We got to jump on this.
Yeah. No, that's what it's all about, yeah. And everybody pitches it. Now, truth be told here, in the final couple of minutes of Vets Talk, folks, you know, I found out about this a while ago. The Cap let me know his intentions. And I said, wow, really? And that is, the Cap has decided to throw his hat in the political ring of Congress. And with Lee Zeldin making his way in and around the Empire State these days, as he is going to run for governor. And by the way, a very good shot he has. Cap Cornicelli said, you know what? I don't like what I'm seeing here. I want to throw my hat in for Lee's seat. And that's what you have done, right? I mean, what was the impetus for you as far as saying, you know what? I've had enough. I think I can make a difference. Give me the mindset a little bit.
Jay, I guess the feeling is just fed up with trying to get resources. I mean, you heard Byron. You could hear it in his voice. Do you know how, I mean, you do know how much time and effort it takes to go out and beg people for a vehicle, beg people for money, beg people to volunteer. A lot of people come in and they volunteer because it's something they want to do. But the just getting the time, the resources, it's becoming too much to be able to handle the amount of people in need. When Lee said he was, you know, I would never primary him. He's a great legislator, representative. When he decided to run for governor, it's not that I just threw my hat in a ring. I'm running, and I don't care who they put up. The Democrats are trying to redistrict it, and conveniently, they're looking to push my house out of the district. I don't care one bit. I'm 2 miles out. I'm still running. I'm getting to D.C., and I'm going to get the resources to help these veterans get back on the road. Your car's down. We're paying for it. You paid your. You got hurt serving your country. Your vehicle goes down. We're going to help you. Jay, the people in the developmentally disabled community, COVID crushed them. They had to stay home with their parents. Who do they go to? There's no one answering the phone. I'm fed up. I'm tired of it. I'm running. I don't care about endorsements. I don't care about anything. I'm running for that seat, and I'm going to win it. And then they're going to see like that Tasmanian devil down in the House of Representatives. You're not getting away with not providing for veterans. That's just the end.
You know, I mean,
I've had it. I really had it.
You can make a difference. Yeah, listen. And that's what it takes sometimes, you know? I mean, when all else fails, what do? Well, you take the reins. And that's what you want to do here. Now, speaking of endorsements, you got a very important one, right? An early one, right? Tell the folks.
Oh, actually, well, about a week and a half ago, the Major General Wickstrom, he was the division commander of the New York's 42nd Infantry Division. He gave me a beautiful testimonial endorsement. And a couple of days ago, the General Flynn, Trump's former national security advisor and the
Michael
former,
Flynn,
yeah, former director of DIA. I worked for him. And that's the funny thing about politics. You know, people say things about you, not even knowing you. I work for this guy. He came out. Not only did he endorse me, he was supposed to come on the radio show last night, but he had a family emergency. So he'll be on next week. But getting an endorsement like that from a person who's been everywhere and believes you have the right stuff to represent people in need, that meant a lot.
Unbelievable. Michael Flynn.
Yeah, he'll be coming up here for an event.
General
too.
Flynn.
Yeah.
General Flynn. How about that? So you're on your way. You know, and listen, I've spoken to you many times off the air. And I'll tell you, folks, he's a real deal. He's got a lot of passion. He needs to get it done. He's going to get it done. Listen, I've known the Cap a long time. He's going to get it done when he sets his mind to something. Listen, pal, best of luck with everything, man. You got a lot going on. And I'm glad to hear you're recovering now and getting ready. You'll be one healthy guy in Congress once you hit there.
That's right.
Your new body will be in play here. But that's
Steve
great
Austin.
Stuff. Yep, you're like the bionic bionic captain here. You know, folks, check out the great show the Cap does in the ring. Cap, again, was it Monday? Tuesdays at 4?
Tuesday, 4:05 p.m.
There you go. See? In the ring, Captain C does a great job. Really does. You know, he's been doing it like he's doing it for 20 years already. It's unbelievable. And let's not forget the founder of the Veteran Recovery Coalition, the great Captain Robert Cornicelli. And the seg brought to you, folks, by Turley, Redmond, Rosasco, and Rosasco. Obtaining the compensation our country's veterans deserve, you can go on the site, visit at mydvetlaw.com. You can reach out to the attorneys here on the island, right down the road from us, and Queens, 1-800-671-4927, with 6 convenient locations in and around the city, Nassau, and of course, right here in Suffolk County. Sir, always great having you. You know that. Good to have you back. Feels like I haven't spoken to you in a long time. But we'll do it again as we get into October. How's that, my friend?
Sounds great, Jay. Thanks for everything.